The practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. When you have fathomed this, you cannot be turned around by external causes and conditions. This empty, wide open mind is subtly and correctly illuminating. Spacious and content, without confusion from inner thoughts of grasping. Effectively overcome habitual behavior and realize a self that is not possessed by emotions. You must be broad-minded, whole, without relying on others. Such upright, independent spirit can begin not to pursue degrading situations. Here you can rest and become clean, pure, and lucid. Bright and penetrating, you can immediately return, accord, and respond to deal with events. Everything is unhindered, clouds gracefully floating up to the peaks. The moonlight glittering, flowing down the mountain streams. The entire place is brightly illumined and spiritually transformed, totally unobstructed and clearly manifesting responsive interaction, like box and lid, or arrow points meeting. Continuing, cultivate and nourish yourself to enact maturity and achieve stability. If you accord everywhere with thorough clarity and cut off sharp corners, without dependence on doctrines, like the wild bull or wild cat, you can be called a complete person. So we hear that this is how one on the way of non-mind acts. But before realizing non-mind, we still have great hardship. How amazing it is that all people have this, but cannot polish it into bright clarity. In darkness, unawakened, they make foolishness cover their wisdom and overflow. The field of boundless emptiness is what exists from the very beginning. You must purify, cure, grind down, or brush away all the tendencies you have fabricated into apparent habits. Then you can reside in the clear circle of brightness. Empty and desireless, cold and thin, simple and genuine. This is how to strike down and fold up the remaining habits of many lives. When the stains from old habits are exhausted, the original light appears, blazing through your skull, not admitting any other matters. If you think that you have cut off illusory mind, instead of simply clarifying how illusory mind melts, illusory mind will come up again, as though you had cut the stem of a blade of grass and left the root alive. Haven't you yourself established the mind that thinks up all the illusory conditions? The eye cannot see itself, but neither can its function be dimmed. We all have the clear, wondrously bright field from the beginning. Many lifetimes of misunderstanding come only from distrust, hindrance, and screens of confusion that we create in a scenario of isolation. With boundless wisdom, journey beyond this, forgetting accomplishments. Thank you. in true suchness, abandon conditioning. Open-minded and bright without defilement. Simply penetrate and drop off everything. Today is not your first arrival here. In clarity, the wonder exists, with spiritual energy shining on its own. It cannot be grasped, and so cannot be called being. It cannot be rubbed away, and so cannot be called non-being. Beyond the mind of deliberation and discussion, depart from the remains of the shadowy images. Emptying oneself of self-existence is wondrous. This wonder is embodied with a spirit that can be reenacted. Leaving discriminating conditioning, enter clean, clear wisdom, and romp and play in samadhi. What could be wrong? This is how one must genuinely investigate the essence. The true form is magnificently illuminated with gleaming fire. The teaching's voice is total silence amid the ringing wind chimes. The moon hangs in the old pine tree, cold in the falling night. The chilled crane in its nest in the clouds has not yet been aroused from its dreams. vast and spacious, like sky and water merging during autumn, like snow and moon having the same colour. This field is without boundary, beyond direction, magnificently one entity, without edge or seam. Further, when you turn within and drop off everything completely, realization occurs.